Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Most banned network in the world.
From Canada to Australia, from New Zealand to the United States, from the UK to the EU, world leaders are now announcing permanent lockdowns for the, quote, unvaccinated. Even as mainline governments admit the vaccine is not a vaccine, it's causing incredible health problems, including heart attacks, strokes, and death. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the globalist New World Order assault. So here is the New Zealand Prime Minister bragging about making unvaccinated people second-class citizens. Here is the CDC director saying unvaccinated government workers to be sent to education camps. Yes, you just heard me, for education and counseling. And of course, here's Hillary demanding that the UK roll out the passport to set the precedent worldwide. This is their holy grail, the worldwide UN ID vaccine passport, carbon tax, and here they are back-to-back admitting it.
We have seen that these mandates are getting more and more people vaccinated. Here's what we know. The most disruptive thing that you can do to a workforce is to have a COVID outbreak in that workforce. That will most definitely not only send people home, but it will send people to the hospital and some may pass. What we know from the police workforce is that there have been more deaths from the coronavirus over the last year and a half than all other causes of death for that workforce combined. So we believe it is very important to get these people vaccinated. There is a plan, should these people not want to be vaccinated, towards education and counseling to get people the information they need so that they are feeling comfortable in getting vaccinated.
So you basically said this is going to be like, it's almost like, you probably don't see it like this, the two different classes of people. If you're vaccinated or if you're unvaccinated, you have all these rights. If you are vaccinated...
That is what it is. So, yep. Yep.
Can you describe, as you were previously hoping not to be able to, not to have to do that, I guess, when we still, like, we could maintain elimination across the whole country, I guess that has now changed because...
I think it was less because necessarily of the elimination determining that and more because we, of course... maintained, and actually we have managed very high vaccination rates generally without the use of certificates. But actually what it's become clear to me is that they're not just a tool to drive up vaccines. They're a tool for confidence. People who have been vaccinated will want to know that they're around other vaccinated people. They want to know that they're in a safe environment. It is a way that we can give confidence to those who are going back into hospitality or events. And so that is something that I think we should offer to people who have been vaccinated, that confidence that we're doing everything we can to keep them safe and that they can come back out and start enjoying those things safely.
I do think it's imperative that the Prime Minister do what he can to stop the rise in COVID in the UK. He doesn't need to shut the society down, but he does need to mandate vaccines.
By mandate vaccines, you mean what we would call vaccine passports. Insist that people coming into buildings, into clubs, into restaurants, show everything.
And employers. I mean, part of what we've done in New York, for example, is all of the big health systems, hospitals and the like, they've mandated vaccines. And so, for example, one very large one, 77,000 employees, 1,000 refused to get vaccinated, they were fired. And I think you've got to make it clear that we're not going to go back to lockdown. That is not going to happen. But if you don't get vaccinated and if you don't have proof of vaccination when you go into a club or a restaurant and employers don't enforce vaccines, we may see some problems here in the UK as the weather gets colder and people are forced back inside again.
So this is a criminal declaration of war by the mega corporations controlling the United Nations against humanity. So you don't have to wait for it to be rolled out. It's now here. And then once you submit and take the world ID, then they start the carbon tax and tell you where you can go and when you can go and tax you for that pleasure. The entire planet converted to a huge prison with checkpoints, the whole nine yards, contact tracers coming to your home, and New York City the UK, Israel, Australia, New Zealand, Canada are now the hubs, the launch points for the tentacles to go out and take over our world. This is World War III. I am taping this update on the morning of Friday, October 22nd, 2021. Listeners who've already tried and really seen the powerful effects of Brainforce Ultra should be excited to know that we've got a limited supply of it in stock, but it'll be sold out at current sales rates by Monday morning. Despite that fact, we're still offering a major discount of 25% off. It is an amazing nootropic. I went to one of the top labs in the country, and I said I want very powerful, quick-acting, extremely clean nootropic that wears off quick, because I want to be able to take it if I've got to work till 10 at night, take it at 7, and for it to wear off by 10. And that's exactly what they did with Brain Force Ultra. Now, we have other great products like Turbo Force that last for 10 hours. It's a different formula. It's over-the-top powerful, so strong I can't even take it. By the way, it's sold out right now. But Brain Force Ultra is really something special. It's 25% off, limited supply. We'll sell out early next week. InfoWarsStore.com.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Monday, October 25th. The year is 2021, and I come to you from the embattled InfoWars headquarters in Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide to millions of people. And you know who you are. In defiance of the globalist operations. Here we are. What an incredible time to be alive. Let me break down what we're going to be covering here today. And then, of course, this entire transmission will be archived at band.video and freeworldnews.tv. We have the entire huge story that again broke last week and is now developed of Eco Alliance, Peter Daszak, Fauci, on the payroll of Bill Gates, creating COVID-19, proposing the release of COVID-19, releasing COVID-19, rolling out the deadly shots on the back of COVID-19, and of course the worldwide travel passports, checkpoint, police state passports based on the vaccine passport, which they now admit is a carbon tax passport. We have that incredible information. And we have Democrat and globalist fellow travelers around the world announcing that, yes, the unvaccinated are second-class citizens, and you will not be allowed to have a job or live. And finally, when you're homeless, you'll be taken to re-education centers where you will be forcibly inoculated. CDC director, unvaccinated police and government workers need to be sent for education and counseling. Hillary Clinton insists it's imperative Boris Johnson mandate vaccine passports in the UK to force everyone else worldwide. She says the Democrats are doing it in their cities. Australia threatens new lockdown for the unvaccinated. So does New Zealand. Of course, we predicted this all 21 months ago because it's all in Operation Lockstep. After clamor, New York restrictions. Modeling says COVID cases set to plummet in the UK. But they don't care. They want more tyranny. That is all coming up just in that area. We also have people fighting back. Anti-COVID vax protesters march with BLM in support of NBA star who refused the jab and was, quote, not allowed to play. And the police ended up attacking the individuals that were there protesting. And the media announced headlines that they had tried to attack, like the insurrectionist of January 6th, and then a terror attack had happened, and then there was a lockdown at the basketball facility. And, of course, no one did anything. The police and security guards got in the face of some of the people, and then the police responded and arrested a few folks. But meanwhile, there were police at the very time and firefighters and nurses protesting in New York against being fired for not taking the experimental poison injections. We're going to be getting to that, both those clips, here in just a moment. But let me continue to tell you what's coming up. This is super huge, and I'm going to be covering this at the bottom of the hour. Obama gets wrecked over lies about culture wars, says they're trying to unify America, and that we're trying to divide America, and that they shouldn't get sucked into Republicans and conservatives' culture wars when they're the ones that have declared war on America's very existence. We're going to be playing that clip as well. And this dovetails into this huge stack that is so amazing. United Nations to Texas, stop drilling for oil. The carbon taxes are going to shut you down. Investors should not invest in Texas. Texas needs to accept electric cars and the end of oil drilling. But the UN encourages Saudi Arabia to explore more oil and China to explore for more oil. Just America isn't allowed to. And President Biden, the puppet, agrees and is now shutting down more pipelines, not just the Keystone pipeline. So Russia can have pipelines and India can have pipelines. And China can have pipelines. But the United States of America is under globalist attack. And then I've got just so much more here on the economy and on inflation that we're going to be breaking down today. But the first thing I want to say, and we can put the live show headline up there, and the first big issue I want to announce is this. When you read into Army War College and Navy War College and Air Force War College, Special Operations research, it's admitted that America is under attack and that the globalists are winning that war. There's the headline for today's show at InfoWars.com. World War III has already begun, and America is losing because our leaders have sold us out. The Great Reset is nothing less than a declaration of war by megacorporations working through the United Nations against humanity. Tune into the Alex Jones Show now and be part of the resistance today. And that's a literal statement. So I want to say this. You know, I took my wife last night to see Dune because I'm a fan of Frank Herbert's books. They're pretty powerful, especially the first one. You know, he was a big leftist. And it's all about struggle and tyranny and control and how there's a psychic dictatorship and secret societies. And the book mirrors and is an analogy or a parable about real things going on in our world today. And when I read the book, I knew that when I was a young man, but I later read writings where Herbert basically admitted he was quite the historian and ecologist and a lot of other things. Very, very, very well read, very smart individual. But Herbert also said that, you know, by the year 1999, the world went in because of environmental crises. That wasn't true. So he fed into that because he was made a darling out of what he promoted and what he pushed. But it's the idea that we're evil and we've got to be depopulated. But then who decides who does that, even if you go along with that idea? And then you look at who the globalists are, they're the very worst people that you could have running the civilization and the society. And, you know, the film first part basically deals with the genocide taking place on this desert planet that has this hallucinogenic life extension spice that allows people to take their minds to higher dimensions. But that's not my point. My point was watching the ads, because I don't go to a lot of movies, watching the ads were all about fantasy and aliens attacking and humanity rising up together and defeating the outside enemy. And so our minds are so filled with that ethos of other people's struggles and other people's fights and these big grand wars that are going on and happening and these heroes that rise against it. And then here we are facing a world government carrying out the implanting of poisons in us that are binary weapons to depopulate us. And you can look at the globalists and they behave, and Klaus Schwab even looks like a skinnier version of Baron Harkonnen. But that's the real world. So people's subconscious knows all this is going on and are super upset. So you feel good when you go see a movie like this where heroes are rising to the occasion and defeating the great evil, but it's all a simulation. While here in the real world, we're in a coma, sleeping, while the globalists win the war. So, World War III has already begun, and the average American isn't even aware of it. So when we come back, yesterday, before I went live at 4 p.m. the Alex Jones Show Sunday version, I was in the little coffee room, the break room, and getting a glass of ice water, and my mouth was hanging open to watch OAN, who just gets better and better and better. It kind of freaks me out that we have more viewers than they do on, like, cloud TV and stuff like that, because I think they're doing just as good a job as we are. But it is true, we're number one on there and a bunch of other platforms. But I'm sitting there watching them just get better and better and better and more hardcore. And there they were interviewing top experts, former top insiders, studying how the intelligence agencies and systems actually operate, admitting that there were stay-behind networks before the 2016 election and during Trump's administration and currently using Pentagon technology and CIA technology and servers and systems to attack the American people. And, of course, I told you about Obama putting $2 million in there before he left in the Defense Authorization Act of 2017. He signed that in December 2016. I mean, I told you about all this and how we're actually up against criminals that have hijacked the government using systems of war against us. But there it was with insiders talking about it on OAN. So that's coming up in the next segment. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTac Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Saw a clip during the break and was given a news story that's going up on Infowars.com right now that will hit next segment on the whole COVID front. But we knew this was coming, but it's just next level. We'll tell you what the head of the CDC just said. It's getting almost no attention. That is coming up next segment. Okay, let's get into how to stop the New World Order. If we don't know that there are mega corporations that set up the United Nations and are taking control of nation states and issuing a UN-approved World ID under the auspices of a carbon footprint tax, and also, of course, based on a COVID-19 vaccine passport system. But that's now been announced, and that's rolling out, and you've got all the different globalists out there pushing how every city, every county, every state, every nation must adopt this right now. And then everything will be fine, everything will go right back to normal once you do that, of course. That's a lie. They're now admitting, oh, sorry, even once you're fully injected, you'll still wear a mask. You'll still have to get authorization to leave your house under the COVID passport. And the big news is that's now being announced or is about to be announced here in the U.S. That's coming up next segment. So this is moving very quickly. The bad news is the average member of Congress, the average senator, even if they're a conservative Christian Republican, won't touch all this. Even Rand Paul won't go there. Even Ted Cruz hardly goes there. And so we're having a foreign multinational corporate takeover, giving us all IDs to live and have a job and travel. We're saying they're going to watch every bank transaction we take, which they're already doing, to be tied to the social credit score. They're going to open our borders at the same time, teach all this evil stuff to our children, push a horrible globalist agenda that will be 100 times worse than it is now once they've got us by the short hairs with this. And internal globalist documents admit that our Pentagon and CIA is run by this multinational group that's waging war against this psychological war and censoring and controlling us, and that we're now an occupied country. And we're the last big country they've got to take down, along with Australia and New Zealand. And then that's it. Canada's fallen. I mean, this is real worldwide UN-directed martial law. And senior analyst who's been at the very top of the psychological warfare, political warfare system and strategies is Michael Waller, and he was on OAN. Here's part of that interview. You definitely want to share this information. This is Scott Wheeler interviewing Dr. J. Michael Waller, one of the top insider experts. I'm not going to read his whole bio. You need to. Here's the clip.
It started out as a psychological operational tactic developed by the U.S. military to use against terrorist organizations abroad. It appears to have ended up as a Democrat Party strategy to defeat President Trump in the 2020 election. Dr. J. Michael Waller is a defense expert and was the first to spot it. What is Defeat Disinfo?
Defeat Disinfo was an entity run in the spring and summer of 2020 by military people, former military people, supportive of Joe Biden. And it was designed to enhance a disinformation narrative about Russian collusion and all these other things that have been disproven. But they were using their military prestige to make their own disinformation seem like it was anti-disinformation.
Using their own disinformation to wrapped in a cloak of this is anti-disinformation.
Right. To confuse the public, to get people angry, to make people fearful, to energize a base that for Biden that really wasn't there because he was so bland and out of touch that there was very little enthusiasm. So it was like a psychological warfare operation aimed at the American public by former military officers who had been involved in counterinsurgency to treat the American public as an insurgency and to squash it as one would squash an insurgency.
Dr. Waller would know because he helped develop these techniques to be used against America's enemies abroad.
As a civilian, I was involved in helping prepare elements of what became a counterinsurgency manual issued by the military under Nagel. Most of my parts were removed. They related to psychological warfare and using psychological warfare to a more robust way against the enemy. Well, Nagel didn't use that in the Army manual, but he did use it in 2020 against the American public.
John Nagel is a retired Army lieutenant colonel and a leading expert on military counterinsurgency tactics.
And these are guys who know how to use that.
Sure. Yeah, former General Stanley McChrystal was on the board of one of the firm that was manufacturing this. John Nagel, former lieutenant colonel, and another former lieutenant colonel of his name, Yingling, seemed to be the architects of it. Now, this was the people who designed the counterinsurgency manual against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban were the ones who came out in 2020 to weaponize these types of technologies and techniques against people who supported President Trump.
According to Waller, the retired military officers created a sophisticated computer algorithm that tracked pro-Trump messages on social media and paid influencers to counter those messages with anti-Trump propaganda. But that's not all they did.
Two lieutenant colonels, Nagel and Yingling, they wrote a letter and made it public, but it was aimed at the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Milley. Right.
Yes, this letter showed some type of an internal network of former military officers and what one presumes were still active duty military officers to literally remove President Trump from office. They were anticipating an electoral confusion about the vote and about the tallying of the vote. They were predicting that perhaps President Trump would not leave office because there was no real...
Okay, we're going to come back to this next segment and tie it into all the insurrection talk and the Democrats saying it was all organized and basically run by me and the rest of it. When it was run by them, they tried to hijack and did partially our million-person march that was peaceful at the Ellipse. But this fellow is being very measured and very careful and just talking about a few groups of this that are known. But if you actually look at the funding from Obama and you look at the Countering Disinformation Propaganda Act he signed into law on December 4th, 2016 for funding over the next several years, this was put into law. So it's not even an informal group of people in and out of government. It's the same folks that bragged in that Time magazine article. If you remember, about a month after January 6th, how they basically stole the election and how they hijacked the protesters that day on January 6th. So this can be pulled up in the original articles at Infowars.com and Zero Hedge and all over the place. Here's some of them. Obama to open Ministry of Truth propaganda agency, Newspunch, December 12th. That's when he had signed the bill. U.S. establishes Ministry of Truth to combat fake news, January 4th. And now it's implemented. And it goes on from there. Obama quietly signs the Countering Disinformation Propaganda Act into law. And that puts the funding into all this. And there was a lot more of this going on. And they trained big tech people in it. They trained a lot of law firms in it. They really organized millions of people into this to wage war on America and to demoralize us and attack us. And then Obama has got the nerve after activating Black Lives Matter with 50-something million in Soros money and the rest of it to turn around and say that Democrats aren't part of the culture wars and they're trying to unify everybody when they're doing the exact opposite. We'll finish up with this really powerful report from OAN. Kudos to them, but that is the tip of the iceberg, what you just heard. That is just the very surface of this, and it's totally illegal, completely criminal. And the people working for it are part of the globalist UN consortium and are overthrowing this country. We'll be right back. You're listening to this message in the weekend of Friday, October 22nd, 2021. This is your last chance to get some of our best-selling, amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com before they sell out, like DNA Force Plus, that is the ultimate formula out there for strengthening your telomeres and the very engines of your cells. I mean, it's got a big dose of the highest quality PQQ and CoQ10 and a bunch of other key ingredients that God gave us through nature that are simply amazing. It's 40% off.
amount. This product's been sold out for 6-7 months because of supply chain breakdowns, because we would not cut the quality of the ingredients. We could cut the quality all day and buy crap from China and never be sold out, but we're not doing that. This is the highest rated. It's 40% off. The sale ends on Monday. 40% off DNA Force Plus and a limited supply of Brain Force Ultra as well. It'll be sold out on Monday. It's 25% off. So support the Infowar. We're getting great products at the same time. Thank you all for your support. InfowarStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
From the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, everybody kept believing Q, that was using some front people at 4chan and 8chan, but that was not Q. Q was globalist, using Pentagon brainwashing, disinformation technology on the public. And I told you, they were going to steal it from Trump. And I told you they were going to use the Red Mirage system before they even announced it. And I told you that I knew who first started Q, who meant well, but it got taken away from them very quickly. And people just wanted to say, oh, Alex is jealous of Q. No, I don't want to be a slave of the New World Order. And I can basically talk to anybody I want to in the, quote, power structure. And I know what's going on in the world. And I was proven right yet again. You see, the entire Pentagon operation that everybody thought was going on for America was going on against America.
And then the former special ops commander that Trump appointed as the Secretary of Defense, everybody thought was, you know, there to oversee Trump's victory, was, you notice, there to stab Trump in the back. This has all been a psyop against America. And we know Trump's for real because this group went up against him and stole the election from him. Doesn't mean Trump's perfect, but he means well and is the real deal. And tried to turn this country around. And I hope we can get him back into office in 3 years. The globalists never intend to let us get to that point. So, if you just joined us, I'm going to finish up with this very powerful piece from OAN. And they should have this gentleman they had on for 2 hours. In fact, if he'll come on our show, we'd love to have him. I've studied how the globalists operate, and Michael Waller is one of the top people that actually overthrew governments around the world and ran insurgencies and counterinsurgencies. Okay, and he's explaining to you systems he developed that are weapons of how to lie and manipulate populations and how to take populations out of a fight and how that technology was used against the American people and is being used. And a lot of this is secret. That's why I had to be very careful. I'm only talking about stuff that's public. So, you need to go read his bio. Senior Analyst for Strategy for Center for Security Policy. That's the top group. His areas of concentration are propaganda, political warfare, psychological warfare, and subversion. He is the former Walter and Lerone Annenberg Professor. Annenberg Professorship's the top of the New World Order, of International Communication at the Institute of World Politics, a graduate school in Washington, D.C., and former instructor with the Naval Postgraduate School. He is the instructor, lecturer, the John F. Kennedy Special Warfare Center and School at Fort Bragg. Dr. Waller holds the Ph.D. in International Security Affairs with the University Professors Program at Boston University. He received his military training as an insurgent with the Nicaraguan Contras. He was the co-founder of Blue Team on China in the 1990s. For 13 years, he was the Walter and Lerone Annenberg Professor of International Communications, the Institute of World Politics, Washington, D.C. Okay, I'm only a little bit through his bio. I'm going to stop right there. Okay? You get what I'm saying. And he's telling you that a multinational illegal group is hijacked the country and is engaging in warfare operations against you and your family. But we don't need to listen to him to know this is true. You're experiencing it. And so here's the original launch of all this back in December, 5 years ago. Obama to open Ministry of Truth. And the first thing they tell you is, we're going to lie to you. U.S. establishes Ministry of Truth to combat, quote, fake news. That's what you're seeing here. And I was the first target, remember? And Julian Assange told you what was coming. It's for everybody. Let's talk about what it is. The OODA loop. The ODA loop. I suggest you go read it. This is not even classified. It's on Wikipedia. But it's how they take normal communication of citizens and target Christians, conservatives, nationalists, members of Congress, members of the House and Senate, governors, legislatures, everyone that's fighting for America, and how you censor them, how you demonize them, how you attack them, and how you fund millions of influencers to make it look organic and to attack and swamp them and tattle on them and shut them down. This is the Pentagon and the military attacking America. And so people are like, Q's military intelligence. Q's going, we got them all in prison. We all going to win. Because if you'd have known how much trouble Trump was in and how much trouble we were all in, you'd have gotten the fight and marched and demonstrated. But you just sat back going, we're invincible. And I'm not putting down folks that bought into this. I understand. You got caught up by serious psychological warfare. The only way to defeat this is to know the historical truth, the current truth, who the players are, and read documents. Because the globalists know you're not reading these documents. This is all basically public. No, America is in World War III, and America is losing. And I don't say that to demoralize you. I don't think you're a coward. I think you're like me. When you know you're losing a fight and they're not going to give you a quarter, they're going to beat you to death. Well, you just better open up a can of whoop-ass politically and get them off your back and start pounding their head in the concrete politically, nonviolently. But that's the analogy. They're not going to stop until they gouge our eyeballs out and pull our guts out of our rear end. So you better decide whether you're going to be a slave or you're going to stand up and say no. And the big thing is speaking out, demonstrating, protesting, saying no, suing people, going to church, speaking up, calling the talk radio, praying to God every night. Just be vocal, take action. And stop thinking the military is going to save you, because the military at the top is captured by the globalists, and you see that now. And here's how they do it. Here's how they orient you. Here's how they control you. Here's how they brainwash you. The OODA loop. And how they come in and block your communications and shut you down. Okay, this is real stuff. This isn't fantasy land. This isn't 8chan. This isn't all the BS. This is the real deal. And it's run by Obama currently. It tells you no borders, no walls, no USA at all. It's launching the millions of invasion forces, 100,000 more out of Central South America and the Caribbean, marching that ran through 2 days ago through the Mexican troops on the border and are coming here 100,000 plus strong. And that image is seen worldwide of the total collapse of our borders. And the program and invasion port is South Texas. And the man that ran the 10-year invasion of Europe was hired by Soros and brought in to run the collapse of the North American border right now. This is war. This is attacks. This is going on now. This isn't going and seeing Dune, a fantasy movie, or it's not going and seeing historical fiction like The Last Duel. It's not the new Marvel Comics franchise where aliens attack and Superman rise up and beat them. This is the new world order coming for you and your family. This is the end of the country. And the reason I say all that is because it's true. Where is the Republican leadership? Well, they know if you start talking about Soros and the State Department and the treason, and if you start talking about the funding, and if you start talking about what's going on in the money laundering, and if you start talking about the child sex trafficking that's confirmed, the Senate report, and you start talking about how this is all a UN world government corporate takeover with a world ID, you start talking about that, your airplane blows up, or you get shot at, your ribs get broken. And your wife and kids get killed in a car wreck. And that's what's going on. And that's why we don't have leadership. America's head has been cut off. Trump was surrounded by double-dealing traitors. He was removed. And now we are a decapitated, floundering, dying country with our enemies devaluing our currency and selling out our birthright and preparing to run massive sustained, decades-long collapse and forced re-education, the likes of which the Chinese, the North Koreans, and the Russians did not even begin to imagine the depths of. So if you think they're just collapsing things and taking things over because they want to be in charge, think again. They want to shut all the churches, put us under permanent martial law, and conscript your sons and daughters into their new global paramilitary UN force. You're going to live under Hunger Games on steroids. And most men have decided to join with this. They're actually informed. But there are a lot of people who've been big insiders at the top of this thing going public like Michael Waller, and we salute him. Better decide which side you're on because God's watching. I'm Alex Jones. We'll come back with the rest of the club.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tags, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Back. Again, we have some huge COVID martial law world government news I'll get to in a moment that just broke in the last 15 minutes that we just covered, and it's now on Infowars.com. It just broke to me. It just happened yesterday. It's getting almost no attention. But I want to get back to how much trouble we're in. I'm not telling you America's decapitated to demoralize you. I'm not the enemy's telling you that. Our beloved country's under attack. Super evil authoritarians are taking over. And when a country is decapitated, it's not like when a person gets decapitated, you die. Decapitation with a country, as most of you know, means there is no leadership of the real American Republic. It's a consortium of different corporate globalist criminals that are presiding over the selling out and the pimping out of the nation. And governors and legislators and members of Congress in the House and Senate could easily come out and call all this out because it's all out in the open. I mean, the United Nations is on the national news today saying Texas needs to stop drilling for oil. Texas is bad. What is it the UN's business? Well, they say global carbon taxes. But they're not calling for those for China or Saudi Arabia or India. Oh, no, they're all exempt along with 100-plus other countries, like 160-plus that are exempt. It's only the EU, it's only the UK and Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and the U.S. That's it. No one else follows it. Think about that power. Think about that control, because they don't want the West to be wealthy anymore. The West that built the industrial society. So you bring down the West, you bring the third world to the West. Now the whole world's a giant police state hellhole, with third world populations brought in to be a permanent underclass. And so that's their program. And people tell me, they go, you know, Q's really bad now. You're right. It's blue and on. Yeah, I saw blue and on, you know, back during the campaign. I saw it after when the Democrats put out their own ridiculous conspiracy theories and things. But QAnon's always been blue and on. It's always been blue and on. And I'd sit there and I'd talk to people that believe it. They'd say, Trump is Q, Alex, and Q says you're bad. And I said, listen, I talked to Trump. He doesn't even know what Q is. He thinks it's some weird thing that his followers are into. Trump is surrounded in over his head. He's a good guy that means well. He cares about the country, but he's going to be removed. Alex, you're just jealous of Q. But then when you get real former heads of PSYOPs that wrote the manual on this coming out on TV, people are like, well, I'm not going to listen to him. He's not an 8chan guy. So that's how this works. So let's go ahead and go back and finish this clip, the very important report on OAN today.
Yes, this letter showed some type of an internal network of former military officers and what one presumes were still active duty military officers to literally remove President Trump from office. They were anticipating an electoral confusion about the vote and about the tallying of the vote. They were predicting that perhaps President Trump would not leave office because there was no real tally of a real vote. Now, this is in July and August of 2020. This was way before the November crisis about accuracy of the counting of votes.
By the way, pause again. See, he's doing this very diplomatically, but they said there's going to be a red mirage. It'll look like he wins, but we'll have the extra ballots, the mail-in ballots that they had set up to send out, so they'd have whatever amount they needed to then create that spike all over the country, in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Georgia. They closed the counting at 1, 2 p.m., and then suddenly, bloop, the blue goes all the way up past Trump in the red, and then right when it gets past the point it needs, it stops. And that was their strategy. That was their plan. Have the reserve ballots, have what you need from people that died or people off the rolls or people that double vote, have those printed and ready, pull out your briefcases, pull out your suitcases, have your trucks pull in at 1 a.m., say there's a water main break, bring them in and run them over and over again, the same ballots, it doesn't matter, until you get enough in there to defeat Trump. Then distract everybody with electronic voting machines and say it was done from outside, when really you did it from the inside. And they sent disinfo operatives and spies in to the different liberty groups to manipulate them and to focus, again, on external fraud instead of the internal fraud. And that's how they scripted the whole thing. But it was always about mail-in ballots. It was always about all those fraudulent ballots they put out. That was their strategy. They told all their people that was their strategy. But again, we were caught flat-footed, and Trump didn't know what hit him. Now Trump's fighting back. Now Trump's speaking out. Now he understands, and now they're panicking, knowing there'll be such a giant landslide this time and in the midterms that they will be removed. But even if they got removed, everyone's scared of exposing him. They're going to leave all the Democrat stay-behind networks and all the agencies and let them continue their bureaucratic dictatorship. And so that's the problem I go back to. Where are our leaders pointing all this out? Well, finally, I'm starting to see a lot of guests on OAN that get it. Like Michael Waller. Go ahead and finish up.
They were saying in July and August, we need to be prepared to remove Trump militarily. And the big mistake that they made was they showed their hand when they called on General Milley, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, to intervene personally to have the President of the United States removed by force from the White House.
In the letter authored by the lieutenant colonels, Nagel and Yingling, accused President Trump of, quote, assembling a private army capable of thwarting not only the will of the electorate, but also the capacities of ordinary law enforcement, unquote. Basically saying Trump is an enemy of the American people. But it wasn't just this group of retired military officers saying this. In August of 2020, Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi called not only Trump an enemy, but Republican members of the House of Representatives as well.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with their allies in the Congress of the United States.
What would they say now, do you think? Do you see evidence that this is that it ended at after the election, or do you think it's still there's still this operation, ongoing operation taking place?
Well, these operations just don't stop. You have people who have either a political or a financial interest in having them continue.
It appears they haven't stopped. In January of this year, Pelosi again called her Republican colleagues the enemy.
When the enemy is within the House of Representatives.
Applying counterinsurgency tactics to politics in the U.S. may explain Democrats labeling their political opposition and Trump supporters a dangerous insurgency. Whether or not it will continue to be effective as a political strategy remains to be seen. For One America News in Washington, I'm Scott Wheeler.
Well, that's really powerful. I mean, I don't mind the info babes reading, you know, real news off a teleprompter. That's fine. But, man, some of those expert guests they're getting on are amazing. So that gentleman needs to be briefing Trump right now. Trump needs to host a two-hour roundtable with that former spy chief that wrote the book on modern disinformation and propaganda for the CIA and the Pentagon. He's on record. And he should be testifying in front of Congress. But instead, he's relegated to OAN. You see, we're in a war. This is a real war. And if we don't know it's a war, we don't have a hope. If we know it's a war, it's over. Do we choose America and freedom and justice or this foreign multinational takeover that's dissolving the country that hijacked the Pentagon and is using propaganda against us illegally to then declare us to be the enemy? Remember, they're the ones going to steal the election with the mail-in ballots and the fake ballots. They're the ones that are going to remove Trump by saying he's a foreign insurgency if they have to. So everything they said about Trump is what they themselves were doing. You understand that? They were the military group. They were the coup group. And Trump finally got it this weekend and put out a statement saying the real insurgency was in November, on November 3rd by the Democrats. Yes, yes. Now Trump's starting to know what happened to him. Snowden tells Tribunal, if you love truth, you're as much of a criminal as Assange, and I risk sharing his fate. And they're trying to do the same damn thing to me, folks. That same Pentagon group said, we want Assange and we want Jones. And I'm still here. I'm not in solitary confinement by the grace of God, but they're trying. So get the level of the war this is. This is the real war right now. This isn't patty cake or, you know, blue on or any of that. I'll come back and hit the huge COVID news that broke just as soon as we come back. I'm behind here. I got the UN takeover of our energy systems. Briefly, today is the last day. Just came back in a week and a half ago, DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10, the Rolls Royce for your immune system and your body and your health. Great for children, adults, especially folks over 40. Talking about the Fountain of Youth, this is as close as you're going to get to it. It is 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and that sale ends today. Also, that small run of Brain Force Ultra, quick-acting, fast, clean energy that's so nootropic. It's not just energy. It just really stimulates the mind. It's something special. For me, it burns off in about 2-3 hours. So Ultra goes for a couple hours. Turbo Force goes for 10 hours. They're all different nootropics, and it is about to sell out. Brain Force Ultra is amazing. So is Brain Force Plus, but it's been sold out for, as you know, 6 months. So we'll be right back. But your last chance to get Brain Force at 25% off, Brain Force Ultra. It will sell out today at current sales rates. I want to thank you all for your support. Also, get a Save the Frogs t-shirt while you're at it, or some activated Dr. Jones Naturals charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.